Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Terry Francona. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ed Lynch. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Denny Walling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Darwin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Reynolds. Mumphrey moves to third. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a line drive towards short. Dunston reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards short. Dunston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bez. Spear reaches second base with a double. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baz moves to third. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Ashby moves to second. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Danny Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Mumphrey reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mumphrey moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trillo for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mumphrey. The slide. Ashby applies the tag. Mumphrey is out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-1 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baz is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner is walked intentionally. Danny Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to first and picks off Garner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mumphrey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 2 in the game. Doran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Doran reaches second base with a double. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews throws the ball into Spear, who relays the ball to Trillo, who tags Hatcher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Doran scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Astros, 1. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran misplays the ball. That's an error on Doran. Trillo goes all the way around to score. Matthews moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to third. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matthews tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1. Cubs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dunston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey now playing left field. Bob Dernier now playing center field. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Poll pinch hits for Danny Darwin. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronce pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Ronce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a pop-up towards first. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Frank Dipino now pitching. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doran hits a line drive into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Anderson now pitching. Jim Pankowitz now playing second base. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pankovic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baz hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ashby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunston hits a pop-up towards third. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pankovic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Dipino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dipino is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Dickie Thon pinch hits for Craig Reynolds. Lee Smith now pitching. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pankovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankovic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis pinch hits for Larry Anderson. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago Cubs, 5, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.